You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
Thank you, Zev Brenner and Talkline Communications. This is The Nosh, and I am your host, Kosher Guru. And of course, we are always joined by our wonderful and amazing team. Yes, Team Kosher Guru, led by our fearless CEO, David Mossberg, our wonderful CFO, Duvi Weider, and our very, very talented Spielberg. Yes, the man himself, Yossi Axelrod. And of course, our web developer, our web man, our super web man, Avi Lang, making that website better and better as the day goes on. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in for a wonderful special July 4th segment. Happy America Independence Day to all. The original Brexit. Yes, we were the first to break away and Brexit. I hope everyone's having an amazing, amazing time, an amazing, super long weekend. I don't know if everybody went into work yesterday. Some people went, some people worked from home, some people didn't work, depending what everybody does. But it's a very, very interesting time when July 4th falls on a Tuesday, sort of breaks up that July 4th weekend. It's sort of like July 4th week. You make like two weekends, depending which one you're going to be going away. Yeah, interesting times. Lots of deals going on. Lots of different programs happening. A lot of fun. I am actually had to record this show a little earlier today because right now, as we speak, I am probably cruising the East River on the very luxurious yacht, the Aqua Azul. Now, I was invited to go aboard this beautiful ship, the Aqua Azul. It's a luxury yacht that leaves out of Pier 60, north in New York City, producted and produced by Gershi Moskowitz himself. We are probably on the boat right now watching the beautiful Macy's fireworks display on the East River. We boarded the ship. We set sail at about 7 p.m., and I'll be on the boat from 7 to 11 p.m., cruising, watching fireworks, and having a lavish Glatt Kosher gourmet buffet catered by Essen New York Deli. Yes, Essen New York Deli is one of the premier Glatt Kosher delis. They're located right before Avenue J on Coney Island Avenue. Love going there, enjoying a classic kosher deli. Their Chinese food is great. Their deli food is great. I'm telling you, the place is fantastic. I know that I'll be enjoying tonight a fabulous dinner from the wonderful team and the Jakubowicz family from Essen, New York Deli. Tickets were on sale. You could have joined us. I don't know why you didn't. But if you do ever want to rent the yacht, get in touch with Gershi Moskowitz of Gershi Moskowitz Productions. It's the Aqua Azul. Gorgeous yacht. I was watching videos of it, checking it out. It was really, really fantastic. But right now we are getting back to our show, and let us start off, as we always do, by telling everybody who and what Kosher Guru is all about. All and all about. It's about amazingness and bringing kosher to the world. To the world. Yes, we bring kosher to the world in a fun-filled way. We make it enjoyable. We help people. We are the leading kosher media and marketing company there is. Yes, we like to think we are the number one. Rated by us, number one, of course. That's marketing for you. We help create kosher. We bring kosher to the masses in a fun-filled way. We help so many people out there create their dream, create their product, match them with the proper wholesalers, match them with the proper production people, manufacturers. If you're a restaurant, we help you build. We help create your menu. We help staff you. There's so much that we do in the kosher scene that really, really helps so many people out. You can really take a look at our full consulting tab and pamphlet on our website. If you go to www.thekosherguru.com, go on top, click the consulting button. You'll read all about us. It is fantastic. And people love it. People really do. It's a lot of fun. We are here to help you. So be in touch with us. Email me, guru@thekosherguru.com. Read all the messages. Get so much fan mail every week. And I want to thank everybody. Oh, I also want to thank everybody. This is July. And I started getting a lot of birthday presents from everybody. As July is my birthday month. I was born in July. July 19th, Vav Av is amazing, and thank you so much to the entire Guru Nation out there for sending me beautiful birthday presents, gifts, yes, lots of food and food-related gifts. It really, really is amazing. Keep on sending them. We'll give shout-outs as we do on Instagram and all over social media. It really, really is so special to see the love and get the love from everybody. I want to thank everybody so much for all of your amazing birthday gifts that you are sending me. Before we go into a little bit of where you could follow us, just while it's fresh on my mind, I want to give a big shout out to my very, very close friends, Erie and Becky Skotchelis from Detroit. They are right now in Israel as their son just had his bar mitzvah at the Kotel. I'll be joining them in Detroit on Shabbos Nachamu. On Shabbos Nachamu for the Bar Mitzvah, and I'm looking forward to going to Detroit for Shabbos Nachamu in August. So if anybody is listening and tuning in from Detroit, hit me up. I'll be out there Shabbos Nachamu. Love to meet up and eat in any and every kosher restaurant that is in Detroit, because I'll be there just for Shabbos, coming in Friday, leaving Sunday night. So just a little heads up. Also, make sure you follow us all over social media. We are on Instagram at Kosher Guru, and follow the Insta stories, a lot of fun throughout the days. Twitter at The Kosher Guru. Make sure you use hashtag Do You Guru to get involved in our conversations and our pet peeve corner. It's also a lot of fun. Facebook, of course, Facebook. Well, we have our Facebook page, Kosher Guru, with over 5,100 followers, lots of great videos, posts we put on, like, follow, share, and our Facebook group with over 7,100 members and growing daily, where we post kosher news, we post recipes, blogs, we talk about ourselves, we talk about our experiences, ask questions. It is a non-sponsored, open community for everybody in the kosher world. Share events. It really, really is a lot of fun. Very, very special. And we hope that everybody joins our Facebook group. It's Kosher Gurus, Kosher Nation. A lot of fun. And then, of course, on YouTube, where Axelrod Spielberg does most of his magic. Great and informative and fun. Really, really fun videos up on our YouTube channel. And make sure, please, to subscribe. You'll get our latest updates and watch all of the videos. That's, of course, Kosher Guru on YouTube. Lots of fun videos, informative videos, some of our outings, some Divrei Torah videos that we do and have done with Rabbi Heshy Blumstein of the Young Israel of Hewlett, called Guru Talks, where we discuss different questions that come up halachically, minhagim, informative questions that come up in the kosher world, and we talk about them over there, and they really are a lot of fun and very, very interesting. A video that we just did, which was very, very fun, was with Chef Isaac Bernstein of Pomegranate. We were at Pomegranate the other week, and we met him in front of the meat showcase, and for our summertime grilling series, we said, how do we pick out the perfect meat? Everyone always asks. We want to learn how to grill, want to learn how to marinate. We're going to be doing lots of very cool things this week, and be meeting with another celebrity this week in the kosher world to learn another. We don't want to say it just yet, but stay tuned, because hopefully it'll be out on Thursday or Friday. So I hope everybody does stay tuned to that. But we wanted to find out, how do you select the perfect piece of meat? What do you look for in meat? What kind of quality? What should we be looking for when we go to the supermarket, butcher, and want to get that steak or rib or whatever meat that we're getting? So Isaac Bernstein, if you go to our YouTube channel or Facebook page, watch the video. It's great, very, very informative, and really, really lets everybody understand and know what to look for when trying to pick out that perfect piece of meat. And it was great. We had a lot of fun filming it. Of course, now I know. I think I knew a little bit before, but now I really know from Chef Isaac Bernstein. And I want to thank you so much for being on our YouTube channel and filming with us. It was great. It was a lot of fun. But now also, since that, because I was able to pick out and do what you told me to do, and picking out the greatest meat, I had such a great barbecue July 4th weekend. I know today's July 4th, but we had a barbecue on Sunday, a get-together. I picked out the most amazing meats because of that. Steaks, my Meal Mart sausages that I love dearly. Actually grilled up some of the Polish Meal Mart sausages. And, of course, the Bavarian knackwurst that my kids love as well. Got the sliders. Ooh, those were great. The Meal Mart sliders. Retail packages, ready-made sliders. So easy. They were delicious on the grill. So easy to grill. I'm telling you, perfect, perfect for grilling. If anybody knows Meal Mart, it is really the name to trust. And they've been in the industry forever. They're like the forefather in the meat industry, and they are amazing. Love, love Meal Mart. Their products are fantastic. But these sliders were amazing. They came prepackaged. They were there. If they made them any bigger, your taste buds would explode. That's how amazing these sliders were. You have no idea. The sliders actually come in 5 different flavors. Teriyaki, barbecue, original, mushroom, and tomato, basil. They were fantastic. I'm telling you, fantastic. Packaged great. They were actually 8 raw mini sliders, beef patties, in the container. They were fantastic. And of course, if you got this week's Ami Magazine, my article in Whisk, this week was the barbecue issue. And I spoke about the sausages. I spoke about some barbecue sauce that you can use with it. It was great. It was just a lot of fun grilling up and having fun. And that's what it's all about. And Meal Mart makes that easy. Meal Mart makes that easy because the products are fantastic. They're delicious. They're of amazing quality. Not great, amazing quality. And they're just great to have. So when you have a great barbecue, having your friends and family over, you don't want to be embarrassed. You want to serve the best products. And to me, the Meal Mart sausages, fantastic. Their meat, when I get to the butcher and I know that I'm getting the alley pricing, the Meal Mart meat, that's what I ask for. I ask for it by name. I want to make sure that I'm getting it. And the sliders, fantastic. We made some coleslaw, we made some side dishes. I love macaroni salad, I love potato salad, I love coleslaw. The traditional items. The traditional items are my favorite. That's just what I go with. Of course, we did some corn on the cob. They were fantastic. We had a great time on the Bobby. The grill was amazing, and I want to thank Meal Mart for being there, for my family, for your family, for all of our families, making those grilling sessions, grilling season so much better. So, yep, that's my little shout out and thank you to Meal Mart for all the products I've been buying at my local supermarket. A lot of fun. What supermarket I do go to, I'll talk about that a little bit later, maybe next week, because I don't always go to where everyone thinks that I go to. I found a little crown jewel, and I'll discuss it in another week with everybody. But yeah, okay, we're at the end of our first segment. I went on and on about barbecue season, grilling season. We spoke so much about Isaac Bernstein's. So anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors. Holy cow, Glatt Kosher Charcuterie and Sausages, creators of wide variety of handcrafted meat and poultry charcuterie products, marketed under the Holy Cow and Shtetl name. Beautiful, gourmet, Glatt Kosher under the Star K. Look for it today in your local supermarket's meat and poultry section or ask for it by name. And we're back. Thank you so much, Holy Cow Crafted Charcuterie, for being a wonderful sponsor. I'm telling you, I love following your travels all around, Albert, seeing what you're up to, where you are, getting all the details and behind the scenes, from the taste to the pictures to everything you're up to. And we really, really can't wait till Holy Cow Crafted Kosher Charcuterie is out on the market and ready for everyone to have, because that's something that we're really, really missing. All the charcuterie and everything that you're coming out with. in our world and all in our retail markets, so on and so forth. It's a lot of fun. It's huge. It's great. And we can't wait. Really following you all over social media, seeing what's going on, getting the updates. Really, really fantastic. Really, really is. I really have to say. But we are back to the show, and there is so much to discuss, so much to talk about still on this original Brexit Day, Independence Day, happy 4th of July to all. And speaking about 4th of July, yes, 4th of July, 4th of July week, so much going on, and if you're not going away, you better rethink that, because Destinations by Yossi Zablocki at Honors Haven is having a fantastic sale right now. You could spend today, tomorrow, entire Shabbos Sunday at Honors Haven, full kosher program, shiurim, davening, tea room, food, anything you need at Honors Haven. The grounds are gorgeous. Yossi Zablocki is a fantastic host, puts out a great, great job. Destinations by Yossi Zablocki. Give him a call up in Ellenville at Honors Haven all summer long, midweek, Shabbosim, all summer long. Give Yossi a call at 845-794-6000. Yes, you heard me correctly. 845-794-6000 or destinations613.com. Check out my good friend Yossi Zablocki. Check out what he's doing up at Honors Haven. Enjoy a beautiful getaway, a great vacation. Take your family and enjoy. Yes, yes, yes. Enjoy. But if you have other things going on, don't forget Shabbos Nachamu. Shabbos Nachamu is a great time to get away with the entire family. Check out my good friends at One Dream Event. That's OneDreamEvent.com is doing a great Shabbos Nachamu, a Shabbos of serenity for the mind, body, and soul. A special experience for the entire family at the Hilton Parsippany in New Jersey, August 4th to the 6th, 2017. I would be there, and I'm sorry that I'm going to be missing it, but I'm going to be in Detroit for, as I said, my good friends making a bar mitzvah for their son. Rabbi Yechiel Lichtenstein is one of the guest speakers there. He's fantastic. Food being provided by Chaim Hirsch Kaufman Catering. Hashkachas and Rabbi Mordechai Shane. Give him a call today. Actually, call or text 646-887-4603. Speak to my good friend Heshi Goldstein over at One Dream Event. That is 646-887-4603. And enjoy a fantastic Shabbos Nachamu at a great luxurious hotel, the Hilton Parsippany in Parsippany, New Jersey. It's great. I've been there, and it's amazing. But it is summertime, and there are lots of events going on. And one of the great events that I will or am involved with is the Our Place Guys Night Out and Backyard Volleyball Tournament. This is the ultimate Guys Night Out. It's Monday, July 17th, 2017, at the Stoller Residence in Lawrence, New York. Go to, or you could Google Our Place, I guess, volleyball tournament. It's going to be great. You could check out on my Facebook page. We shared the event. It's going to be exquisite barbecue, sushi presentation, fine wines, premium cigars, live music, mega raffle. But this year, to up the ante, they have Izzy's Barbecue coming. They have Judd's Memphis Kitchen coming. They have Gray's Smokehouse coming. You're going to sample food from all the places. Have a great time. Enjoy. I'm going to be hosting the event. We're going to have a barbecue cook-off, brisket competition, volleyball. They're actually looking for four more volleyball teams. So if you have a team, you have a bunch of guys that love playing volleyball, either message me, get in touch with Our Place, join the event. It really, really is a fantastic night. I've actually been going the past 2 years. My good friend David Mossberg has taken me along with him the past 2 years. It was so much fun, and I mean a lot of fun. It's a great night. It really, really is. You could go to volleyball.ourplaceny.org. As I said, Monday, July 7th, 15th. It really is the Five Towns foodie event of the summer. And I want to thank Our Place for having me host, participate in the event. I really, really can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope that everybody and all the guys join me that night. We have a great time, a great, great night. Yeah, and that's really it. Also, if you're very into golfing, tennis, the pool, I don't know if anyone's ever been to, but they had great deals over there for the entire family, the Woodmere Club. The Woodmere Club in Woodmere, New York. It's like living in the lap of luxury. Country club lifestyle. They have kosher food. So you get kosher food, you go play a few rounds of golf. They have a pool club. They have a tennis court. Really very, very elegant. They have beautiful food always being served. If you're looking for a club to be part of, the Woodmere Club is the club in the Five Towns to be part of. It's a private club. Gorgeous facility. The grounds are amazing. The pool's amazing. The tennis courts are amazing. The golf is like no other golf in the area here. I'd like everybody to go take a look. Check out the Woodmere Country Club. The Woodmere Club is a fantastic family place to go to. It's great for the summer. The family, half the family can spend by the pool, half the family can play tennis. They can enjoy the club inside. They can enjoy so many rounds of golf on their golf course. Gorgeous grounds. I'm telling you, check out the Woodmere Country Club. Make sure you tell them the Kosher Guru sent you. It's great. I'm going to try and catch a few rounds of golf there this summer. I have good friends who are members there, and I really think it's a great family thing to do during the summer. Yes, yes, yes. Much more than just going to a beach club, it's a country club, and it's great. Speaking of that, I was out on Sunday. We went for a little family trip to Queens. We did some bike riding all around Flushing Meadows, Corona Park, and what a great treat that Main Street, Kewaunee Hills, was so close. We took the entire family for a treat afterwards. Went to Berrylicious on Main Street. Now, Berrylicious is the corner of Main Street and Jewel Avenue. It's a fantastic treat and place for the entire family. We had frozen yogurts. We had so many desserts and everything for the whole family that everybody enjoyed it. Beyond. It was beyond enjoyable. The service was great. I met Danilo, the manager there. What a mensch. What a nice guy. They have sorbet. Yes, you could pull the sorbet out of the fresh yogurt machines. It was great. It was amazing. It was so much fun. We had a great time. The entire family really, really enjoyed it. And I'm telling you right now, if you're in the area, stop by. It's in Kew Gardens Hills on Main Street. A lot of fun. Also, tonight, if you didn't join me on the boat, and if you want to go out for dinner time, if you're not barbecuing or anything, check out my good friends at Tea Fusion Steakhouse. Now, Tea Fusion Steakhouse is doing a backyard barbecue tonight. Executive Chef Daniel Rivera is going to be barbecuing all night long for everybody, a special menu, and with every entree you order, you get a free beer. What better way to celebrate Brexit, the original Brexit, Independence Day, July 4th, other than going to Tea Fusion Steakhouse in Marine Park on Quinton? My good friends over there will greet you. You'll enjoy. But what better way than the executive chef himself making a backyard barbecue for all to enjoy, special menu, and free beers. Yes, you heard me. Free beers for everybody to enjoy. You're going to have a great time over there. It's really, really a lot of fun. And I think that you're going to enjoy it. Not only that, you're going to enjoy it greatly. They are amazing, amazing people. They have a great time. Also want to give a shout out to my good friends over at Hapina. Brought food to my office, to entire Guru Nation in the office. We celebrated also Independence Day early. And I want to thank Hapina for delivering the food to my office. You guys helped me out with a great deal. Everybody really, really enjoyed Hapina. If you're looking for a place to go enjoy a great dinner, enjoy a great night out, you know, they do catering, Sheva Brachas, private parties. They're fantastic. Hapina restaurants on Cedarhurst Avenue in Cedarhurst. And I think you'll really, really enjoy it. Now, we didn't do the pet peeve yet, but just thinking back, I really don't want to mention anybody by name, but if you've been following the social media posts, especially in Kosher Gurus, Kosher Nation on Facebook, there was a local restaurant that unfortunately got shut down for a day or two from the fire marshal. Now, the pet peeve is, it's very, very important to be up to code. You want to be up to code. You want to make sure that if you're a kitchen, that your hoods are cleaned, your hoods are in order, they're inspected properly. You have to inspect in Nassau County X amount of times a year, in New York City X amount of times a year. You want to make sure that you're inspected, you know what's going on, because the fire marshal Nassau County has orders from, as I was told, from the county government to start cracking down, as they need to raise revenue, and this is one of their revenue raising ways that they are visiting restaurants throughout Nassau County. This is not only a kosher related thing, this is to anybody in the kosher industry, sorry, anybody in the food industry, restaurant industry. Please make sure that your kitchens are clean, you're up to code, you have proper fire extinguishers, your ancil systems are checked. They have the stickers on for every year that you got to check all your fire extinguishers, your ancil system, your hoods are cleaned, nothing blocking any fire exits. Very, very important. Please be up to code, be clean, be cleanly. You are giving a service to people, and people are relying on you and expect a certain level of cleanliness and a certain level of professionalism from you, not only in the food, but the way you operate. So I'm not begging you, but I'm asking you, please, all the restaurants out there, be up to code, check everybody out. And I've been working very, very closely with a lot of my clients to make sure that they're up to code so they don't have any of these issues, because it's very, very nerve-wracking. And I've been working very, very closely with my good friend David Klein of Allied Fire and Scientific Fire. It's two different divisions, depending what you're looking to do, but I highly recommend Allied and Scientific if you need suppression, hood cleaning, duct work, anything. These guys are very, very professional. They get the job done. They do the job properly. They're great at what they do. And if you look on my Facebook page, the Kosher Guru page, I made a post with a link to Allied and Scientific, and I gave out David Klein's phone number so you could give him a call or email address. He's a mensch. I work with him very closely with a lot of customers and a lot of accounts that I have, and they all speak so highly of him. They love him. He's great at what he does, and I truly think that everybody out there, especially owners right now, you don't want to have the issues with the fire marshal, with the Nassau County, New York City Board of Health, depending where you're located. Please be up to code. Please do it for yourself, because I'm telling you right now, they are cracking down. They've started cracking down. I've seen it locally. They visited like 20 stores in one day, a set of fire marshals, and it was crazy. It really, really was crazy what's going on out there, and they're not picking on anybody. They're just giving orders, and they're going from store to store, place to place. So don't get caught with your, well, we'll say pants down, I guess is the saying, but we're on radio over here, so I got to watch what I say. Make sure you're up to code. Make sure that you're all taken care of. Ooh, and speaking about code, one of my Shabbos, because I got to give a big shout out, one of my Shabbos is always having certain dips. And this week I got the matbucha from Sonny and Joe's. Delicious. I'm telling you right now, Sonny and Joe's has a brand new line. It's the home style line. It's the one with the red labels on it. Do yourselves a favor. Go out, try it. Try one, buy one, take it home. You'll thank me later, because they were fantastic. And I mean, they were amazing. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to another amazing episode, the July 4th special episode of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, wishing everybody a happy July 4th, a happy Independence Day. If I don't speak to you, which I might not, a good Shabbos, a good week. Don't forget to email with anything that you might need in the kosher food world, guru@thekosherguru.com. Thank you once again for tuning in. Shabbat shalom. Peace out.